Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Brachas Memhei, Brachas 45, we have the privilege of starting the new perek dealing with Zimun, which is the special statement which is exchanged before actual benching. We're on page 89 in the pagination. The Mishnah begins, fifth line on the page. Shalosha sha'achlu ka'achas, when three people have eaten together, chayovin lezamin, they have to recite zimun together. Zimun is like an appointment, a designation, that before they actually go ahead and bench, they make a statement of intent to bench together. Now, in some applications, people actually are motzi each other, but in the common application that we encounter, it's simply an extra enhancement of intent of joining the people together for benching. If you drop down to the Gemara, which is about 10 lines later, the beginning of a line, Gimel Mem, Minohani Mili, how do you know this? Amar Ravasi Amar Kra, Ravasi says it's based on a pasuk that there is a significance to having one person say something to which two other people reply. Based on the pasuk, Gadlu LaHashem Iti, let's make Hashem great, let's praise Hashem with me. Gadlu, you should do that plural. E.T. with me. So it's two plus the one who's speaking. And we will elevate his name together. Rabbi Avo Amar Mehacha. Rabbi Avo said from a different pasuk. Kishem Hashem Ekra. When I call out the name of Hashem, Havu, you should give. Plural, Gode Lelokeinu, greatness to Hashem. The Gemara has other drushes which are fascinating. For example, it says here that a person should respond in the same basic voice as the person who's reciting the bracha, not to be extreme differently. It should be E.T. with me. If you turn the page, there are two fascinating taisvesin which I'd like to mention. Number one is that the Gemara makes mention of women regarding the concept of Zimun, and it seems from the Gemara that although women would not join someone else's Zimun, but the question that Tosfos presents is perhaps women can make their own Zimun, because in the words of the Gemara, Deos, Ika Deos. There are intelligent people here, even though it's not a minyan, but Zimun is not about a minyan. And Zimun has enough people that one person can say and two people can reply. And why wouldn't women have this also if they have their own Oneg Shabbos or Shalosh Shudos or whatever? Why wouldn't they make their own Zimun? So you take a look at Taisus, the second Taisus on the page. Shiny awesome to Ika Deos. It seems from the Gemara that intelligent people is all you need, and it doesn't have to be a minion. Mikan mashma denoshim yicholus lezaman la'atzman. From here, it seems that women would be able to do Zimun on their own. V'chin also benos Rabbeinu Avraham, and such was done by the daughters of Rabbeinu Avraham, Alpi Avihem, based on the psak of their father. And we find various cases among the Baalei Taisvos of different things that their daughters did based on specific rulings among the Rishonim. And Taisvos continues, Amir lo nagu olam kein, but that's not the minig olam that women should do zimun. It's not the minig. Vikosha, amay lo nagu. Indeed, why not? Midiktani mizam knows that they could do zimun. Mashma de Ka'omar, it sounds like they're obligated, and Taisvos says no, that it's only a permission. And for whatever reason, the minig is not for them to do Zimun, and being that they're not obligated per se, and it's only permission, so they don't. It is proper to wait for the women to sit down before doing Zimun, both for Shalom Bayis, Kavod Abrius, and also to be able to include them in the Zimun. But if they're on their own, the minig is that they don't do Zimun on their own. One of the cases that shows up sometimes is that a person walks in and other people are being mezamein, and he wants to know what kind of response he is supposed to give. A common application of this is if the shul has a shalashudis and someone comes in for mayriv and they're finishing up, so they're reciting Zimun, and he wants to know what his response is supposed to be. So the Gemara gives a response, but it's a dropped abridged. Taisvis words it word for word what you should be saying. The Taisvis is towards the bottom of the page. Rav Zvid Omar Baruch Hu Umevodach Uvahag Pasak. The ruling of the Bahag is Baruch Hu, blessed is he, Umevodach Shemo Tamid Leolam Vaed, and blessed is his name forever. V'yava Hasara on Basrayhu, and if it's 10 people, then the text would be Baruch Hu Elokeinu Umevodach Shemo Tamid Leolam Vaed. A nice, useful phrase to memorize because it does come in handy. Now, the Gemara mentions that if a person comes in late and does not hear the call for the answer, but only hears the responders, so then he could answer Amen. And perhaps that's a solution for a person who doesn't remember this text. Again, the reason for this text, I didn't say it right away, but it's because he didn't eat. So to say, Baruch she'achalnu mishalo, doesn't really apply, because he didn't eat. So instead, there's a special text, but the word amen would presumably also make that good. Now, on the significance of three people generally, the topic of Zimun and the topic of this perek, we find, for example, that Hallel, when it's recited Seder night, so if you have three people, then one person can call out the Hodu Lashem, and the other two people can respond. He says Yomar, and they say Hodu, etc. Also, Rav Sternbach has a fascinating tshuva regarding a community that its population is down, and they don't get a minion anymore. And he says, until three people, he can still prove that it's proper for them to be gathering as if there was a minyan. They can't say Davar Shebekdusha, they can't say Kaddish, they can't say Baruch Hu, they can't say Chazaras Hashatz, but they should be gathering because the value of three people together is more than a person davening on their own. There are sources he doesn't mention, I don't think, but there are sources that perhaps even two people would justify coming together. And also there's a source in the Ramah that says that it's proper to daven in a shul. If a shul was a shul for decades, then perhaps still that kedusha would be mechayev that people should still gather in the shul, if that's possible. But in any case, this concept of three does come up, that it is an added level of chashivus to have three doing the Davar Shebekdusha. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.